other thing I wanted to ask you about, obviously, we are enduring another unbelievable tragedy in Connecticut. And the president said something the other day that we are not protecting our children the way we need to. Do you agree with that? And how would you protect them better?
Well, it's absolutely true. Interestingly, Angelo, and I'm not saying this to plug my book, although I am doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble at lunchtime today.
Great.
But in my book, I talk about the president after Tucson, where Gabrielle Giffords was shot and almost killed, and the 9-year-old girl was killed. I said, what is it going to take for us to roll up our sleeves and say enough is enough? And Tucson wasn't enough, and then the Batman killed all those people in the Aurora, Colorado, in a movie theater. That wasn't enough. Now, because this is involving little children, maybe this is the tipping point. But there are simple things, and if you tell me that nothing we do can rule out evil by a demented person, totally rule it out. You're absolutely right. Nothing we can do can zero it out. But can we make a difference at the margin? Sure we can. Let's start with banning high-capacity magazines, those clips that go in the guns. No more than 10 bullets in a clip. I'll give you an example. Batman in the theater. The police said he discharged 100 rounds in 60 seconds.
Wow.
100 rounds in 60 seconds. He had a magazine that had 100 bullets in it. If he had to stop and reload every time he discharged 10 shots, and I was in the Army, and I know what it is. You've got to take the clip out. You've got to push the clip, take it out, throw it away. You go into your pocket, take another clip, jam it back in. It takes 3 or 4 seconds. He would have, instead of getting 100 shots off, he probably wouldn't have gotten more than 40 shots off or 50. So it's reasonable to expect that half of the people who were dead and injured wouldn't have been dead and injured.
Right.
In fact, he might have been apprehended. Lossner, the guy who shot Gabby Gifford, he was pulled down by two people and it disarmed while he was trying to change magazines, change clips.
Right.
So that's number one. Number two, get rid of these assault rifles. Nobody needs it to hunt. Nobody needs it to protect their home, just like nobody needs a clip that has more than 10 bullets. Those are two easy ones that the American people support. Next, 40% of the guns in this country, Angelo, are purchased without a background check on the buyer. They're purchased at gun shows. It's called the gun show loophole. Or they're purchased online. Someone who's been in and out of a mental institution 3 times can go online and get himself a gun without any check. Now, in a recent poll by Frank Luntz, the conservative Republican pollster, it was found that 87% of gun owners and 74% of NRA members believe that no one should get a gun without a background check. So let's do both of those. Let's pass those laws quickly. And then lastly, let's tighten up the reporting requirements. States are not reporting people with mental illnesses to the National InstaCheck system. And when they don't report it, like the case with Batman, he doesn't get on the register and he can go in and buy a gun legally.
Wow.
But if they reported it and said that he was in an institution or he was treated by a psychiatrist or whatever, he would be disqualified from getting a gun. Is all of that going to stop these mass killings? No. But is it going to reduce the number of them and reduce the level of the carnage? Absolutely, yes. And give me, you're a smart guy, all kidding aside, can anybody think, Rhea, can you think, Al, of a reasonable reason that any citizen needs automatic, semi-automatic
rifle?
I don't know why, if you just want to stop the wussification, just stop them altogether. Why would you need 10 bullets? Why do you need any? Why don't you really, country, get a backbone and just ban them?
Yeah.
Well, because there is, number one, hunting is
very big.
You know, and you've got to have ammunition to hunt. Number one, and number two, the Second Amendment is clear, but the Second Amendment has limits, just like the First Amendment. You know, the famous case: you can't go into a crowded movie theater and try.
Right. Free speech has limits on it.
But you can hunt in Canada.
They have their
own gun. I mean, that's stupid. Nobody goes and hunts with a handgun.
Right.
So why don't everybody get a backbone and why don't I don't understand the whole primer. What if somebody just ran on a single, just ran and said I will do anything I can to ban handguns. I believe they would win. I don't think people have the guts to stand up.
It depends in what part of the country.
Everywhere. Yeah.
No.
Now, Al, there's a different culture. Even in Pennsylvania, a northeast state, there's a different culture in western Pennsylvania.
True.
I don't know if you saw the movie Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
But there is a big hunting culture, and some people do hunt with handguns. They hunt small game with handguns, and they don't want their rights limited. But those same people will agree with you that there's no reason to have assault rifles sold.
Without a doubt. That's a given.
So, what we've got to do, Angelo, and this is a message to conservative Democrats and Republicans out there. John Runyon, if you're listening, your constituents want the gun show loophole closed. They want online purchasing of guns stopped. They want high-capacity magazines and assault rifles banned. And I don't mean to pick on John. I mean Pat Meehan, Republican. Jim Gerlach, Republican from the suburbs. Can you imagine in Jim Gerlach's district what the vote would be, you know, in Montgomery County, what the vote would be on those issues?
Mm.
It would be 90 to 10.
And great stuff. I can't thank you enough for coming out and educating us a little bit about this whole issue. I appreciate it. I appreciate all your input.
Angelo, if this doesn't do it, nothing.
It's got to.
You know what? One last thought.
Yep.
I don't know if you watched the memorial service on Sunday night from when the president spoke, but I watched the one in Aurora, and I watched the president last year in Arizona. And we've become wonderful at these memorial services. We come together and we praise the first responders and we talk about how courageous the teachers were. And all of that stuff is true. All that stuff is true. But one lady, a mother of one of the 20 kids, said after the service Sunday night, if we can get some sensible laws on possession of firearms and these crazy weapons, then these 20 kids may not have died in vain.